Good to see everybody tonight. Decided to do a short lesson on prayer, since that's what we're going to be doing here in just a moment. And with Acts 12 and verse 5 in mind, where Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And we even see there in that chapter where the church comes together. It wasn't just one prayer or two, but constant prayer was being offered by the church. Didn't mean that they had a lack of faith in the prayers that were prayed, but that they wanted to keep petitioning God over and over again on Peter's behalf, much like we want to do for our sister Sherry this evening. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 1, comes the word. It says, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Paul's desire was that we would approach God's throne often and to pray for everybody. That all men doesn't leave anybody out, if you think about it. So how much more so those that are of like precious faith, those that we have struggled together with and fought the good fight together with and done many of our labors together for Christ's sake together with. The words that are used in here are interesting words that Paul brings up. Supplications is a word that speaks about a petition, a request before God, an intimate request before God. And I've thought of Philippians 4 and verse 6. In Philippians 4, 6, it says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And so there are times we have various requests in our life. It may have nothing to do with our health, but God says, bring those requests to me. Bring those petitions, those supplications to me. And we see from Philippians 4, 6, do so without the spirit of anxiousness. Don't have this dread looming over various things. Just bring them to God and to His holy throne. In Ephesians 6 and verse 18, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says to be praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so here's those petitions now for the saints, requests for the saints, like we're doing tonight. And notice the beginning of verse 18, praying always. And so it's a constant prayer, a constant prayer. The word in next in 1 Timothy 2:1 is intercessions, to intercede on behalf of another. In Romans 8 and verse 27, Romans chapter 8, there verse 27, we think about the great Lord Jesus Christ. It's humbling to think of how He ponders our life each and every day. And that certainly speaks to His deity, to be able to know all of us intimately at the same time. And the Bible says in Romans 8, 27, "Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." So I love this fact that the Lord intercedes for the saints. That He does so. This is a continual thing for Him, between Him and the Father, interceding for the saints. And notice, according to the will of God. He still asks, "Nevertheless, thy will be done." That God's will be upheld, and that His laws in which He's created, and His providence in which He's set up, that's not violated in any way. But He still intercedes for us. And that is a humbling thought. And here Paul is asking us to make intercessions, to intercede on behalf of others in our personal prayers as well. And then very important as well, that he says, giving of thanks be made. This speaks to this attitude of gratitude. It is a mindset in which Paul is talking about, a thankful attitude. That when we think about those that are involved in our lives and touch our lives, we see indeed the handiwork of God involved in that. people that lift us up and encourage us, especially among our brethren, and people that we might be able to do that with others. That gives us great joy in the labor of love, of trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are able to affect them as well. And we thank God for these connections that we share in our life. In Colossians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4, there verse 2, it says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." You'll notice that in a lot of these passages, it talks about praying always, or continuing always, or constant prayer. And even in this passage right here, all of these prayer terms, synonyms, are used in the plural. Did you notice that? Grammatically, it would have made sense to use them singularly. But he says supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks, all of it in the plural. That this would be characteristic of us. That we're not content with just offering one. That we keep offering and keep offering. So let's talk about prayer for just a minute and why it's so important. Well, one reason why is because God wants to hear from His children often. Just like we as parents love to hear from our children. And to just hear from them once in a day, it feels like you're missing something. You want to converse with them. You want to talk with them and be involved in their lives. And in like manner, God does with us as well. And there in Ephesians 6, verse 18, again, He says, praying always, as we read that verse. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing, and everything giving thanks to God the Father. And so He wants to hear from us often. Further, God wants to grant the requests of His children. And that's made very clear in a number of passages. Look in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if he has a son, asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children," notice this, "how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" That's His heart. That's His desire, to want to grant the request. He's not an Ebenezer Scrooge that's just seeking to hold back all the ability to be able to shed and to share on others His goodness. And so He seeks to grant it. There, verse 12, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets," the golden rule. And we often apply it to each other and those that we meet in our lives. But have you ever thought about this golden rule within the context of prayer? That one reason why we want to do good to others is because God is so willing to do good to us. He's so willing to want to help us and to grant the requests of our petitions. So how much more so then that we ought to be willing to do good to others? It's just the very spirit that we like to receive as well. Luke 18, verse 1, there the Lord taught a parable so that men would pray always and not lose heart. To not lose heart. And there again, He shares an illustration of a judge that just didn't want to hear the widow. But so that he might stop hearing from her, he granted the request. And that illustration of that judge is in contrast to the great God who does want to hear our request and grant it if it be according to His will. And that brings us to what we want to talk about next, and that is ultimately God knows what is right and knows what is best for His children. If He doesn't give us what we ask for, it's not because there's a shortage of ability that resides with God. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." And so here God, He has all power. He has all ability. And He can do above and beyond what we ask or think. or think. So he has that ability, but he also, we might say, withholds himself from himself because he understands what's best for us as his servants. And that's illustrated certainly through the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. There in verse 7, the one who wrote that prayers and intercessions and supplications and giving of thanks be given for all men, the one who wrote that was one that offered prayers and intercessions and requests before God. And in 2 Corinthians 12:7, he did it for himself. And he said, "Lest I should be exalted above measure in the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I'll rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" You see, the Lord decided not to grant that request because he knew what would be most advantageous for Paul and his spiritual well-being, his trust in God, that he would be better with this weakness within so that he'd be stronger spiritually with God. And so he learned that lesson in verse 10. He'll more gladly boast in those infirmities. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5. In verse 14 it says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." So we ought to have great confidence as we approach God that even if our request isn't answered the way we desire it to be answered, that we can have confidence to know that it was answered just the right way then. Because He knows what is best for us. And just like a father wouldn't give a son a scorpion or a stone, neither is God going to give us something that will be devastating to the soul and the spirit, but rather He seeks to lead us through life's journey in developing the trust that is required so that we're ready to meet Him on that day. In Psalm 23, verse 4, we studied this a few weeks ago, where there the psalmist pictured himself as a sheep being led by the shepherd. And it'd be nice if the shepherd just led him always to green pastures and always to still waters. But there we learn, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So the Lord never promised to never let us go through those valleys of difficulty and despair, but He has promised to go with us through them as well. That He'll be by our side, and that will help develop such trust and faith in Him. And so last for this evening, God wants us to fully believe this about Him and to commit our trust to Him. That what we do is not just simply sending words into the silence, but they are being sent to His throne. There in 1 John chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of Him." Notice, "and if we know that He hears us." Do we know that? Do we believe that? That's what John is asking. If we know that, then we'll have those petitions. See, in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, God is very particular about this. That if we approach Him and we pray to Him, that we have to have full confidence in Him. That He has received that and is considering that. In James chapter 1, verse 5, he says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it'll be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he'll receive anything from the Lord." So God wants us to accept these things that He said about the reality of prayer. and to believe them 100% with all of our hearts. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, in verse 25, there it says, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd," and notice this, "overseer of your souls." Do we believe that? That Christ Jesus, that the Father and the Spirit are watching over. That's the idea of an overseer. To watch over our souls. We must, without doubt, to know that which we've committed to Him is committed to His trust. And He will guard it. And He will keep it. And so with that in mind, 1 Peter 5 verse 7, "Casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you." If you're here tonight and you are not a child of God, these passages we've read about prayer are given to the child. It's a blessed privilege to be in the family of God, that we can speak to God as a son does to a father, a daughter to the father. And to know that He wants to hear from us and to grant our requests. And if you want to become a child of God, you can this evening by repenting of your sins, confessing faith in Christ Jesus and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. If as a child of God you need to get your life back on the right track, this time is for you as well to come and repent of that, and we'll pray for you. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
prayers on behalf of our sister Sherry tonight. We know that she is having troubles with her physical body at this time with cancer. And that's what I would like to pray about tonight, is with her physical body and the restoration of her good health. If you would, please bow with me, please. Our most righteous and heavenly Father, we approach thy throne at this time. We're grateful, dear Heavenly Father, that you allow this avenue that we can approach and talk to you on a daily basis and at any time. Your ears are open to us, and our heart is filled with love towards you, that we want to seek thy guidance, and we want to seek our counsel with thee at all times in our life. We acknowledge, dear Heavenly Father, that you are the creator of this universe and the creator of all mankind and the creator of human beings, dear Heavenly Father. We're grateful, dear Heavenly Father, that you have separated us as humans, that we can have the hope of eternal life. We're grateful, dear Heavenly Father, that we as humans are different from other living creatures on this earth. That we have a mind, dear Heavenly Father, and we have a soul. And we are grateful, dear Heavenly Father, that we live in a life that can be meaningful, and that can be beneficial, and that we can have the different emotions and the feelings. We marvel at our body, dear Heavenly Father, the creation of it, your plans, the things that you have done, the way that you have created this body, the way that it works, through the many mechanisms and the organs, and the breathing of life, the blood, dear Heavenly Father, that keeps us alive. We truly marvel at this. But we also know, dear Heavenly Father, that within our physical bodies, that at some times and at some points, we do have physical afflictions that can harm this peace of love that you have given to us. And dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we can approach you about these afflictions, and that we can pray and seek thy guidance and thy support in the restoration of our health. At this time, we pray especially for our sister Sherry Ford, who at this time needs thy prayers and thy strength and thy comfort. We ask that you be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you give her comfort, and we ask that you give her patience, and we ask that you give her understanding of the things that are happening with her body at this time. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will give her strength. And we know, dear Heavenly Father, if it be thy will, that things that will be done to her, we pray that her good health will be restored, and her body will be strong, and her body will be able to function in a way that shows strength and encouragement, and to continue to do thy work that she has done in the past. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you will be with her. Give her strength at this time and here in the near future. For these things we pray in our Son's name. Amen.
Having talked with Nancy and seen various books with those that struggle with cancer, one thing that is a recurring theme is the emotional roller coaster the struggle that takes place within one's mind, beyond just the physical struggle. And so my prayer is going to seek to emphasize strength for Sherry's emotional well-being. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you and we thank you for this occasion to gather together and to pray. We're thankful for your word that reminds us of the confidence we can have in these petitions before you. And so glad to know that you desire to hear from your children. So we open our hearts before you tonight, dear Father. And we know that you understand everything that we request and ask before we even offer it. But we understand that you desire to hear it from us as well. And it collectively also gives us strength as we do this together. Dear Father, as we continue to pray for our sister Sherry, we understand, dear Father, the trials that this has on the body, but also upon the spirit, upon the emotions, that there are feelings of anxiety, despair, and we understand as well, dear Father, that Satan will seek to take these and to work them into a wicked web where they become circular and repetitory, so that eventually the spirit is depressed. We pray, dear Father, that Sherry might have strength to withstand such a trial, that you would continue to remind her of the great peace of mind she can have being a sister in Christ and her soul right before you. We know, dear Father, that even with those realities in place, that it is still a difficult struggle emotionally. And that oftentimes the fog of doubt is not too far behind and can easily slip back into one's life. We know, dear Father, that this sometimes tries the patience of loved ones and family and friends. We pray, dear Father, that we would always exercise compassion and patience, and that we would understand, dear Father, that if we were in such a role, if situations were reversed, we would want the hand of understanding and the tears of compassion to be shed with us as we struggle through the hour of trial. We pray, dear Father, that your word would not be too far from her mind, and that it would be a constant comfort for her, and that these prayers as well, dear Father, as we lift them to your throne, might also be granted according to your will, and that she would have a renewed strength of mind and confidence and hope before her. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Sherry Foy used to sit right over here, and me and her used to have some of the plainest old-fashioned conversation, but that was all we needed. We was just serving God in that way. But for me, and probably for her as well, I understand this just came out of nowhere. Didn't know that it was this way. So when something hit us this fast, it can affect our faith. It can shake us where we were serving God faithfully. It could test our resolve. So at this time, I want to pray for her spirit, that she would would lose faith. Shall we pray? Our God and Father in heaven, we're so grateful at this time that we, being your children, have the right to pray. Pray us that you said you would hear an answer in heaven if they be according to your will. And Father, at this time we are praying for Sherry Ford, our sister, that during this times of the aches and the pains and the health concern, that she wouldn't take her focus off of you, realizing, Father, that whatever happened in this life to a Christian, that you are not the enemy, that you are for us. Yet Satan will sometimes make us doubt, even in the very hour of when we need to have confidence and trust and know, still he's a presence. Yet we know that you are stronger than the devil, and you are able to make him behave. And Father, we're asking at this time that you help our sister as it has to do with her faith and her confidence and her trust in you, that though this body is going through pain and suffering, that the spirit be renewed day by day. And Father, we pray that you would bless her, not only spiritual, but bless her physically, that she'd be able to return to her rightful place over here among your people. And Father, we pray that you would use her family, her mother, her children, her grandchildren, to help strengthen her faith at this time, to help her to remain strong in you, knowing that at this time she can't afford to turn her back on you. But Father, help not only her, but help us all when we face struggles in this life to realize that you are the solution. You're the answer. You're never the problem. Help her to remain steadfast. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
No matter what difficulties this life is always that can and will bring to us, Sister Sherry has always gave me a sense of encouragement to always be strong, whatever comes my way. And like very so, I'm sure she will always be strong and keep the faith as well. And nevertheless, I know with times like this, it puts a continued challenge on her and on her family as well. So I'd like to offer a prayer for her family at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly, dear Lord, approach you, thinking of you at this time, Lord, as a member of our like precious faith is going through some tough and difficult challenges with their health. Lord, being able to approach you in times of this disparity, Lord, is a privilege, is an honor to know, dear Lord, that we can come to you and know that you will listen to us, and that it will be according to your will, and that whatever happens, we can rest assured to know that we are your child, and we know, Father, you know best. Our Father, at this time, we pray that you be with Sister Sherry's family as they're no doubt go through many emotions, physical challenges in this time, Lord. Give them the strength, ability to carry on and to press on and to stay strong and keep the faith. Let them not grow weary and continue to do the things that you would want them to do. Be dear Lord with everyone that's in contact with her, and whether it be from her physical family and her spiritual family. Let us continue to pray on and do thy will. We pray, Father, for your love and mercy at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would at this time join with me as we pray for the doctors that will minister to. Dear Father, as we humble ourselves before you, so we think about our health, and we know that we can take it for granted just by being here. As we think about Sherry and the times that she has encouraged us with cards and letters. May you hear the prayers that are offered up to her this night. And you listen to them, that you would help her as she goes through this trial, that we know that our health cannot be here forever, but let us not take it for granted. Let us cherish the time that we have with one another. Cherish the time that we spent with her, that you would be with her as she goes through these treatments. May she gain strength from them, that they will restore her body fully in due time, that she can continue to have faith in you, that these things will do good for her, that she might continue to have faith in you, Father, for being there for her. May you be with the doctors that will minister to her, Father. May you give them wisdom and strength of body and mind. May you be with the nurses. May you also, Father, be with their family as we know they struggle at times with this, and give them strength and wisdom also, and good health, that they may be there to help her in her times of weakness. Let us never forget the love that you have for us, each one of your children. May you watch over and take care of her and bless her in the days to come. Christ, in my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
much better than Thomas at talking about emotional things without crying and all of that. There's only a few things that the Lord gives us in this world. In a physical way that are worth considering. First and foremost was His Son and His death on the cross. Give us the opportunity to have salvation, to be able to someday get to heaven, live an eternal life with Him. He gave us a vehicle by which to do that. He gave us the church so that we could all be a part of it, to admonish one another, be able to challenge each other, to help each other deal with the devices of the devil. The Lord created a perfect world. Every time that He made something, during creation, He said that He saw that it was good. And yet Satan brought sin to fruition and allowed evil to run rampant through our world. The Lord saw to it that this wasn't the only place we would ever be. So He gave us relationships and love. People to care for. People to miss. More than anything, for a recognition that this is not our home. That there's a better place, a perfect place. If we trust in the Father, if we lean on one another, if we fear God, lean not on our own understanding. We can get to heaven someday where there won't be a need for prayer services, where there won't be a loss of our spiritual family, there won't be a loss of our physical families. Not too many years ago, we had a prayer service here very similar to this. And we prayed and we cried together because of a spiritual death in our family. There's nothing worse than losing those that we love, physically or spiritually. But we need to remember that faith in our Father in heaven, understanding that salvation is there and available to us, for those of us that believe, is what Sherry has known for years and years. I married into that family 20 years ago. At the same time I came here 20 years ago. And as many as you, of y'all can recount all the times and the letters and the cards and the encouragement and the things that she's done for everybody in this room. She did all the more for me. She continues to. From Friday lunch until yesterday, till 3:30, 28 hours, I sat in the hospital room with her. She got a blood transfusion all day and all night, and pretty much the whole next day. And it was ridiculous why we were there for 28 hours. It's a long story, but she never complained about it. When she wasn't sleeping, she was talking about people she needed to write. She was humming church songs, talking about spiritual things, talking about the things that matter the most. Spiritual work of the church, her love for brethren, for family. When she had her port put in the other day, surgery, she came out, she never complained about pain. So we drove home. She just enjoys life, enjoys the weather, enjoys the sunshine. She can't hardly lift up her hand and pick up a glass of water on her own right now by herself. We have to physically pick her up and put her in a chair. She can't sit up in the chair by herself. You have to prop her up. You have to put her in the wheelchair, put her on the potty chair, put her in the bathtub, and take her back out of the bathtub. Y'all never seen her that way, neither have I. She's always been strong and capable and hard-headed. She told me 20 years ago not to worry about things, put my rose-colored glasses on. She reminded me of that yesterday. Take it in stride. I told her it was a little easier said than done. She offered me a pair out of her purse that wasn't there with us at the hospital. I don't know how I can encourage you all any more than y'all have been an encouragement to me even this evening, the prayers that were said. But I want you to know that Sherry hasn't asked for people not to come around because she didn't want you there, or because there was some distance that she wanted to put between you all. She loves you dearly. She respects everyone in here. She looks for the good in everyone. The works that she has done in her life are works that we can all emulate, we can all do, and we can continue. Each one of us needs to step up our own lives and the things that we do, how we interact with people, to leave a legacy of good works and faithfulness. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor, for those words. Anthony's got one more song, and then after that song, we'll stand and I'll close the service in prayer.
Number 610. what a fitting song, because whatever time God gives us in his life, it's not about us, but it's about Jesus Christ, his son. And for the Christian, it is because he lives that we could have hope. All three verses. God sent his son.
In regards to our prayers for our sister Sherry and the extension of her life,
And for us all to remember that that's all that any one of us could ask for any of us is just an extension of life, for life is not meant to be lived here forever.
Amen.
And so we pray, dear Father, that you've heard our prayers, and if it be your will, that you grant our petitions. We thank you for so many things, dear Father. We thank you for Sherry and her faith that has been evident through the many years that we've known her, for the acts of kindness and generosity that she has shared with every one of us, the cards that she has sent, the prayers that she has prayed, the encouragement that she has offered each one of us to keep on keeping on. We thank you, dear Father, for that. We thank you, dear Father, for her years that she has had, that those have been a blessing. And we know that there's many, dear Father, that have many less years. We thank you, dear Father, for her good family. We thank you for Pax and for Cindy and for Chad and for Laura. We thank you for all their wonderful children that they've had. Sherry's grandchildren. We thank you, dear Father, for her godly mother, Virginia. Dear Father, there are so many individuals that are not blessed with such a great family that Sherry has had surrounding her. We thank you for each and every one of them. We thank you, dear Father, for her spiritual family, the church, dear Father. We thank you for all the individuals that have touched her lives as she has touched ours. We thank you, dear Father, for the doctors that surround her, the skills that they have, and the providence that is extended by your good hand through these doctors. And we pray for them and their families, and we thank you, dear Father, that she has the means and the ability to see them. For again, dear Father, we know that there are many in this world throughout different countries that do not have the hospitals or the medicine or even the doctors with such skills that surround our sister Sherry today. So we thank you for them. We thank you, dear Father, for your Son Jesus Christ and his love for her and for all of us, that he was willing to die for all of our sins so that we could be forgiven, so that this life would not be all that there is, but that there would be eternal hope. We thank you for that eternal hope. And lastly, dear Father, we thank you for who you are, a good, a kind, a gracious, a merciful God. And we thank you for all of your characteristics. And we thank you, dear Father, for your love that is without end. That is one of our songs writes, that if a pen was to begin to write it, that all the oceans, if they were to be of ink, would be run dry. And we would not even begin to write the beginning of your love. We thank you, dear Father, for that love. We thank you, dear Father, for this time to be able to approach your throne, and that that also is a privilege, and that we should never ever look upon it lightly or take it for granted. So we pray, dear Father, that you've heard our petitions tonight and that you would kindly consider them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's right. That's right.